This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have an update over there, potentially, on the quarterback situation for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Mary Kay Cabot is saying the Browns have inquired about Daniel Jones and might still be in the mix.
So is this like you pick up the phone and go, is Daniel Jones still alive?
What else can there be if they've inquired about him?
Yeah. I don't know, like, how hard of an inquiry. Like, you know, when you go to buy a house, there's the soft inquiry, and then there's the hard inquiry. The hard inquiry, that's the one you got to watch out for, because that can ding your credit.
My real estate agent didn't tell me about this one. There's a soft inquiry and a hard inquiry?
Yes. Yes.
So the hard one is you're serious about it, and the soft one is you're just taking obvious.
Yes. I don't really remember the difference. I just remember there being a difference in those two things. And, Well, and by the way, it's not just for that. It's for buying cars and trucks and everything else, too.
I would imagine they wanted to see whether or not he'd be a backup, right? Like, Daniel Jones wants to start. Maybe they're just gauging whether or not he really needs to be a starter or whether he is comfortable, even if they take a quarterback at number two, playing that second fiddle role. I'm not sure.
I was just realizing, when you said backup, yeah. Imagine that their quarterback tandem next year is Daniel Jones and Kirk Cousins.
Well, that's not...
You've got to root for Kirk Cousins in that scenario, right?
No, you root for Daniel Jones in that scenario. And then you root that he becomes basically what Sam Darnold was this last year.
Okay, but then...
There's no upside with Kirk Cousins.
But then in a year, you got to pay Daniel Jones. At least if he becomes
what Sam Darnold was this last year,
yeah.
Where he won 15 games and then was top 10 in many categories, I'm cool with it. I'll pay him if that's what he becomes. If Stefanski fixes him and gets him to a spot, I'll gladly pay him $35 million a year.
Have you learned nothing?
I just don't think it's reality.
The Giants' mistakes there.
The $40 million a year that they paid him?
$40 million a year.
No, but they paid him when he was still a broken toy.
He was coming off a playoff win and looked like a salvageable quarterback.
But he wasn't anywhere close to the numbers. He wasn't anywhere close to the numbers that Sam Darnold just got a $100 million deal based off of.
Oh, so you're talking about he actually has to like win 14 games?
I'm saying Stefanski actually has to have him figured out.
Okay, but what if he wins 9 games, throws for 3,200 yards, and like 20 touchdowns and 11 interceptions?
Well, that's our hell, because that puts us right in the middle of having to make a decision on him.
I think Daniel Jones and Kirk Cousins is probably the approximation of hell for next year. Although, could be in the running for a top pick in 2026. And then maybe another Miles... I totally won out. Just kidding. I just won $5 more million.
Well, if you're Daniel Jones, too, by the way, why would you leave a backup situation in Minnesota? That's pretty perfect, all things considered. So you have to be a starter. Like, that would be the assumption there. Whatever team he signs with, you have to play with the obvious reality that he's been promised a chance to start.
No. A chance to compete for starting. Because that's what you're not going to get in Minnesota. You know it's the McCarthy show, and you're just... there to be the backup in case, break glass in case of emergency. I think if somebody comes along, I think Indy makes a lot of sense of, hey, we're going to give you a chance to compete with Anthony Richardson, and truly, it's an even quarterback battle. The best man wins, and instead of what it usually happens where it's just whoever we drafted wins. I think Cleveland might offer you the same thing.
I do love if he size up competitions. I think you're right. It's going to be a competition more than a promise of a start. But it'd be interesting if he sized up the competitions. Like, can I beat out Anthony Richardson or can I beat out Kirk Cousins? Which one's my better route here?
What did I say was the worst? So it's Russell Wilson was the worst idea to come out of this.
You really hated the Russell Wilson idea.
Daniel Jones is a quarter step up off that.
I mean, I really hate the Daniel Jones idea.
Yeah. And here's the
thing. We need to make that clear.
Like, you know, I can talk myself into Aaron Rodgers. I can talk myself into Kirk Cousins. I can even talk myself into Joe Flacco because I think it just means Cam Ward's going two and Joe's going to be his Josh McCown, right?
Which would be, I would love that.
I cannot talk myself into Daniel Jones or Russell Wilson. Like, would you rather be, you know, choked out by Chuck Liddell, or would you rather be kicked in the you know what's by like a soccer kicker repeatedly, a soccer player repeatedly? Neither, really.
A soccer kicker.
I always hate like those dumb would you rathers. Like, would you rather have your arm cut
all
off?
All of them are just terrible.
Yeah, it's like no.
Yeah,
no.
We always have an answer though, don't we?
No. No,
when you said it, I was like, I'd much rather be choked out than kicked in the stones.
Yeah, it's the repeatedly thing.
Yeah.
What if you get choked out repeatedly? Meaning, that's always
some
my fear.
Some people pay for that, Nick.
Well.
He's talking downtown.
I don't think Chuck Liddell's going to do that for any amount of money.
Easy now.
But I do think, I'm not going to justify it. The point is, neither of them are good situations. Neither of them are good. Both of them are being kicked in the nards repeatedly.
Yeah, but at least Russell Wilson offers up like the Mr. Unlimited and all the comedic side of things.
That's a good thing. Yeah, so did Jameis Winston until he didn't.
Yeah, but at least it gives us something. Daniel Jones has the personality of wallpaper. Daniel Jones is not interesting in any sort of way. Daniel Jones isn't even fun to watch play football. And not that Russell Wilson's fun to watch play football, but like we talked about Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew's at least fun to watch play football.
Would you rather?
I want Gardner Minshew at the top, by the way.
Brain cancer or lung cancer? Well, gee, I don't know. They neither sound great. Right.
Yeah, now we got to a spot that's where you want to live. No, that's where you want to live because you can't. I'm not choosing between cancers.
Okay. that's fair.
I think that's where I officially jumped the shark.
216-474-0092. What is your least favorite quarterback idea you've heard bandied about today? All of a sudden, trading number two for Kyler Murray in a pick swap seems so much better than Russell Wilson. I'm not saying it sounds like a good idea. I'm just saying it sounds better than the really bad option. Now, the question we threw out there, and we'll throw it out there again, 216-474-0092, are you more relieved Miles is back or annoyed at the stunts he pulled? Because I do think this both things.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Properly sum up where I'm at. I'm glad we didn't have to trade Miles. There is a big part of me that's like, watching Miles go play in somebody else's jersey would be tough. Even in the moment, even if I realized that that's a smart decision by him and that the Browns could absolutely have won out of that position by getting a boatload of picks.
Oh, we got a new trade here, and it involves the Browns, by the way. Sorry to cut you off. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready for this. Wait.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
I don't know that you're ready for this one. All right, per Ian Rappaport, the Browns are acquiring quarterback Kenny Pickett from the Eagles in exchange for Dorian Thompson-Robinson and a 2024 fifth-round pick originally from the Lions. That is Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network.
Man, they're trading a 2024 fifth-round pick, Rapp?
Our backup quarterback. We got our backup quarterback. This is it.
Oh, God.
Why? Now I'm angry.
Why, Lord? Why? I just want to know. Am I being singled out by the football gods? Because every time I bag on a quarterback, every time I say, that guy's a slappy. That guy's no good. And
you
I'm right.
So much trash on Kenny Pickett. Baby hands, the tiny baby hands.
He's still got tiny baby hands. Like, what is it? I talk, guys.
We all did. He went to the Steelers.
Well, no. Here's the thing. When I was in Charlotte, there were two guys I talked the most smack about.
Darnold.
One was Sam Darnold.
And Pickett.
And the other was Kenny Pickett. Like, what have I done, Lord? How can I atone?
Oh, man. The wording on this by Rap Sheet is just going to make you, it's going to make you vomit. If Pickett's coming in to compete and add to the Browns quarterback room, what's he competing for? What's he competing for?
For our hatred? For our absolute... I can't wait.
Won't be to start games. If it's to start games, we just need to walk right off the pier.
When Kenny Pickett got traded to the Eagles. And by the way, Kenny Pickett has a Super Bowl ring. I don't know how I've just realized that, but we got Super Bowl winning quarterback Pickett.
He had one good game. He came in and he actually he looked pretty good in that game.
People are saying
he had one of the worst plays since the Deshaun Watson throw behind 10 yards. Kenny Pickett had this play where he like spiraled up in the air and then fell down. You're going to see it on repeat, I promise you.
Just take a quarterback at two. All right? I don't even want it that much. Just take a quarterback at two. Because if I have to watch Kenny Pickett with his tiny baby hands play quarterback. And you know what? I said this about Gardner Minshew. There are certain quarterbacks that are just the pinnacle of suck.
Yeah.
That it just feels like if you're a hapless team in the midst of the quarterbackless abyss, they are destined to play for you. That's Gardner Minshew. Kenny Pickett is such a worst version of this. Then I hate this so much.
So, Mary Kay now has it as well. Kenny Pickett for DTR and the fifth round pick. At least we're out of the DTR experience.
Can we go back to Russell Wilson? Like, think about what I just said. Like, we were comparing cancers for a moment, and then...
Well, you compared cancers.
Well, okay, I thought it was more of a show thing there.
No, that's when we strip ourselves of that. Mac takes himself out of that room. I take myself out of that room.
Mac can't speak. You're right here with me. You're like, go, Nick, go. So we're all going to die in Nick's fat.
There's no way Kenny Pickett can win a competition, but who is he going to be competing against?
Okay, he just has to not lose it, right?
But is the deck stacked?
Like
if we draft a quarterback, then it can't be a competition.
Oh, no.
The quarterback will start week one.
So that's the thing. If it's Kirk Cousins versus Kenny Pickett, we're all going to have to root for Kirk Cousins.
We have to.
We're now actually in the business of any other quarterback becomes the quarterback you want to win, right?
Yeah.
If it's Daniel Jones versus Kenny Pickett, I guess I'm in the Daniel Jones business.
That was some therapy I didn't know I was going to have to pay for.
If it's
Kenny Pickett versus Daniel Jones, though, we just tear our eyeballs out.
No, I think we root for the number one pick next year.
That's all we have to do.
And we root to suck, which
is not a good position for anybody to be in.
No, I don't want that. As soon as you were saying it, the truth was smacking me in the face. 216-474-0092. Kenny Pickett is a Cleveland Brown. He still has tiny baby hands because it is faded. If I talk incredible amounts of smack about a quarterback, going to play for my favorite team.
Can you talk crap about Trevor Lawrence or someone that I actually like?
You know what? I've heard Patrick Mahomes is a scrub.
Yeah, that Josh Allen guy, that new deal, he's not worth it.
I think everybody's saying since they lost the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, not top five quarterback anymore.
Joe Burrow, what's with the haircut?
Yeah. Yeah, Slim Shady, right? Slim Shady.
Hey, Lamar, you probably should have been a wide receiver. You can't play.
Easy, Bill Pullman.
Oh, that's the cancer guy runs to all of a sudden.
That's
where we draw the line.
I was making a comparison.
Oh, congratulations, big guy.
You're quote tweeting Bill Pullman. Bob in Cleveland. Bonjour.
Bonjour, guys.
Bonjour.
How's it going?
That's the kind of energy.
What is this energy?
That is Matt. No, because
what is this?
No. Bob, this is exactly it.
Give us something.
It's all it says. Bob Cleveland Pickett trade. This is the appropriate amount of energy when you trade for.
I was having such a fun day.
What is the Kristen Wiig character with the tiny hands? Is it Janice?
Janice?
No, isn't that? Oh, Denise. Kenny Pickett is the Denise of quarterbacks, and Bob had the appropriate energy when trading for the Denise of NFL quarterbacks.
It just really just deflates a room, does it not?
Well, I appreciate that, guys. I mean, I don't know what to say about this trade. Like, this is, I mean, I guess what they're hoping to get out of them is, you know, like the first you know, he was a first round pick. So I guess they're trying to hope and see maybe that they can get that first round pick player out of him, I guess. I don't know. But at this point, I would have rather have taken a retired Tom Brady here in Cleveland over this guy. I'm just going to be completely honest.
Bob, if you tell me all the things you would take over Kenny Pickett, we'll be here all day. There's not enough hours in the day.
Warren Moon is almost 70, and I'll take Warren Moon over Kenny Pickett.
The show ends at 7. You'd just be naming names until 7 o'clock.
I would even suggested that we stick with Dorian Thompson-Robinson over this guy.
That's a wild laugh there at the end. Really cracked himself up. Kenny Pickett coming to the Cleveland Browns. Traded for a fifth-round pick, and DTR. Did the Browns just do this to absolve Miles of the absolute thrashing that I was about to like lay out for how mad I am that Miles completely lied about his motivations this offseason? Did the Browns hear me about to tee off and went, let's trade for Pickett? He can't talk about Miles being full of baloney then.
I would give so much money to have a live stream of Miles Garrett when the text goes to his phone that it was a Kenny Pickett trade. Here's your quarterback, Miles.
Yeah, this is a move of spite. This is the Andrew Berry. We wondered, is Andrew Berry upset at all about the basically being called out? We have proof now. Kenny Pickett to Cleveland. How we feeling? 216-474-0092. The Browns are back, baby, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.